presented by the United States government, brings you The Goldbergs. The United States government has the pleasure of bringing you a new series of programs, a different kind of series. During these programs, the people many of us know and love, people we meet every day on the radio, have volunteered to visit here at the same time each weekday on the Victory Front. Now, speaking for the United States government, here is Irene Wicker.
The Victory Front features the Goldbergs this week. Followed and loved by millions of Americans, the story of the Goldbergs typifies those families of America who are showing the strength of character, the courage and the fortitude that are needed to help shape our future. Today, as we visit the Goldbergs once again, we shall see what Molly does about a problem that concerns every one of us who is wondering about the world we're going to live in tomorrow.
Well, Molly almost accomplished a miracle yesterday. She got her cousin Basha to give her consent to a wedding. Cousin Basha couldn't see that her daughter should marry a young man whose future was bounded by an army camp and war. Love, the times, the new ways of living caused by this immense struggle to achieve a victory for human rights. All these mattered little besides Basha's interest in a three-room apartment and other incidentals of a peacetime marriage. But Molly took Basha in hand, and the wedding is on. And today, Molly ties every strand together in a personal victory, which predicts the victory we all should have. Listen.
Molly?
Yes, darling.
Molly, darling. Fix my tie, please. Please fix it.
All right, David, darling.
You know how?
You see, well, I don't know how.
Yeah, please.
You see, darling, we're going to have a wedding, huh?
At last.
Oh, my.
The only thing I'm changing for the wedding is my tie.
It's all right. So, Stan, the only thing I'm going to change is I don't know, my face. I'll wash my face.
That's good. You wash your face?
I'm standing.
Yes, I'm standing.
Stand down. You like it with the bow? Or did you like it crossed over? How many times you crossed over?
I'll see in the mirror.
Don't move like that. Stand so I can see. Like that.
Make it. I got it.
Mommy, darling, could you fix my hair?
1 minute, dear. 1 second. Fix Uncle David's tie first.
I'm standing, Molly. Tell me, what train is Jake taking?
I told him to take the 9:40. He will, Molly.
He'll be here, Molly. He'll be here. Jake likes weddings.
Stand, David. Yes. Stand.
Mommy, darling, please fix my hair.
1 second. How do you want me to fix it? You brought a brush?
Uh-huh.
Did you brought a brush?
Yeah, he
so come here, stand by me.
I
think it's good, David. Yeah. Like, maybe a little bit too loose. I don't know. How are you going to fix your hair?
Pompadour, I think.
All right, darling.
Yeah.
The pomper, I don't like pompadour.
Oh,
yeah, I don't. We'll go by the pompadour.
Always she wants pompadour.
Why not like I always like, darling, kind of side with the part.
No.
And then it comes neatly, nicely.
Oh, no.
The telephone. Take the
phone. I'll take it, Basha. I'll take it.
Take the telephone.
Molly, you fix Rosalie's hair.
All right, darling.
And I'll take the telephone.
I don't like it,
Rosalie.
I don't.
Hello?
Hello?
Who is it?
David?
Yeah.
David?
Jake? Where are you?
I'm home.
It's Jake.
You're not on the train.
Take the brush.
How can I be on the train if I'm home?
Let me, darling. Let me.
Wait a minute. The wedding is an afternoon wedding, Jake, because the groom is taking the train to camp after the wedding.
Papa's not on the train yet.
Who is it?
It's Jake, Basha.
Hello?
On the train yet.
Hello? One minute. Molly, I can't hear.
Well, why did you rush out of the tub, Basha? You'll catch a cold.
It's a warm bathroom.
Well, Papa's not on the train.
Just a sec. Hello?
What train will he make?
Hello? 1 minute. Molly is here. She wishes.
Forgive me. Not on the train yet. I called early this morning because not on the train yet. Hello, Jake.
Hello, Jake.
Why aren't you on the train?
Because I have other things to worry about. Other than weddings.
Don't worry, but come.
If I kiss you 10-3, I'll be there. If not,
No nuts, Jake. Please, no nuts.
No nuts.
No nuts. No nuts. Please.
Then she gave her consent to the marriage.
Yes, darling. She wants to say a few words to you. Basha's standing right here. She wants to say 1 minute. Right here.
David. This is long distance, Molly.
Well, 1 minute you'll make it short. Basha, short, it's long.
Short, because it's long.
Hello, Jake.
Well, Basha, congratulations.
Thank you.
You'll be a war mother-in-law.
My daughter can be a war bride. I can be a war mother-in-law.
That's the spirit.
The spirit of 1943.
The spirit of 1942.
Right.
I'll make the temp,
please. Please.
Uncle Jake.
Bella. Bella's here. Say hello, Bella. Say hello. Say hello to the bride.
Uncle Jake wants to say hello to the bride.
Take the phone, Bella. Uncle Jake wants to talk to you.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Uncle Jake.
Happy?
Very happy.
Where are you going on your honeymoon?
To a defense plant. Joe's going to camp.
Bravo.
That's what I say.
I'm making the 10-3.
We'll wait for you.
Don't say goodbye. Don't say goodbye. I want to say goodbye. Oh. Say goodbye to Uncle Jake.
I hear it now.
Give me that. Come on, say goodbye. Hello? Jay? Oh, yeah, I think he hung. Hello? Hello, operator. I was talking to Lastonbury, 6-8. Connect me, please.
You're not connected, ma'am.
Jake,
well, don't bother my heat. Uh-huh. Is that what you want to say, Granny?
No, don't say to me nothing about it.
Why did you hang, Granny?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Jake? Why did you hang?
I was finished. Why shouldn't I hang? What further do you want me to say?
I just want to say goodbye.
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 Can I hang?
Hang.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Mama, darling. And Molly. Uncle David, I'm so happy.
Everybody's happy, darling.
Mama, darling, will you pack my bag?
Sure, darling, sure. What dress are you going to wear?
What difference does it make? It doesn't have to be white satin and Duchess lace. A dress.
I always pictured you in a white veil.
Oh, those are old movies. Silent pictures. Only for museums. Joe?
Okay.
Oh, Joe. Oh, the bridegroom and the groom and the bridegroom.
It's a new world, Bashy.
No trousseau. What will I do with all the things, all the pillowcases and sheets and towels? Everything I saved all these years for a trousseau.
Saved them? Let anybody use them that needs them.
Rosie!
Yes, Bella?
Come here a minute. Help me.
Go help.
Hello,
Joe.
Hello, everybody.
Congratulations, Joe.
Thank you, Uncle David. This is the police. Bella wants you to pack.
This is the bag?
Yeah.
This? Joe, after the war, promise me you'll take an apartment.
Why, sure. A four-room aeroplane, and we'll live in the clouds for the rest of our lives.
Hey, Joe.
Coming, honey. Yeah.
A four-room aeroplane.
An aeroplane is bad. After supper, if you feel like playing Chinese checkers, you fly to China. Fly to China. Yes, I'm coming. Fly to China. Four-room aeroplane.
I can't laugh. And what if they have a baby?
What did you say, Ma?
Bella, no babies.
Why not?
Bella!
Coming, Joe!
Why no babies, Basha?
How could there be babies? With no home, no, nothing. But even aside from that, Molly, even aside from that, what kind of a world is this to bring babies into?
Was there ever such a world as this, Basha, to bring babies into? Was there ever such a time and such a future? Think, Basha, think of today. Think of millions of Joes and millions of Bellas giving everything. Their time, their work, their lives, giving from their deepest hearts, sacrificing and building. For what, Basha? For what? For what do you think? They're making a world with their blood and their tears and their lives. A world that'll shine and be bright, and for who? For those babies, Basha. For all the children born and to be born. Was there ever a generation that was luckier? Was there ever parents that gave so much and did so much and endured so much for their children and their children's children? Oh, Basha, if there was ever a time to have children, now is the time. If there ever was a time to live, now is the time. Basha, now is the time for everything human because it's a more human world that we're building, Basha.
so in this small scene. In this little drama of small lives, we can see, as Molly so clearly saw, that the greatest hopes of ourselves and our allies are mirrored in every single thing we do to win the war. If ever there were a world that was being built directly by the work and sacrifices of women, this is the world. Your world. And now, once again, speaking for the United States government, here is Irene Wicker.
Now you have the answer. Molly believes, and wisely so, that young married couples should bring children into this world. That life goes on despite the war. Must go on. If we're to win what we're fighting for, the right to life itself. The right to live as free men and women in a free world. The right to bring up our children as we wish. The right to care for them and help them find life's beauty and happiness. That means we must give more thought to children now. It means we must care more for them by giving them more care. You see, juvenile crime and delinquency have risen sharply since the war began. It's directly traceable to the war. We can and must do something about it. In Germany, children are trained to crime from the cradle. The lust for savagery, death, and murder is aroused just as systematically as the willingness to die. The children brought up in the Nazi faith will grow up and spread to the rest of the world their poison of violence, racial and religious hatred, unless we save them and ourselves by destroying the evil that whips them on. But there will be no sense in saving them and ourselves if we do not look out for our own children. The children of this country have a clean and beautiful childhood, and they must continue to have it forever. It's for them, for their faith in life and the future, that our soldiers are fighting on far-flung battlefields. You and I, their friends, we of the older generation, we must help that youth which is fighting for us all. They must be protected and cared for now, so they can be useful citizens in the future.
You have heard the final episode of The Goldbergs, brought to you on The Victory Front, a new series of special programs in which characters of daytime programs are visiting you on behalf of your government. The United States government wishes to thank the sponsors of The Goldbergs and all those who are donating their talents on the program, including the following members of the American Federation of Radio Artists: Gertrude Berg as Molly, James R. Waters as Jake, Rosalind Silver Sachs, Anisha Skolnick, Francis Adler, Cecilia Evans, Sam Wanamaker, and Billy Norman. Your narrator has been Irene Wicker, and your announcer is John Allen Wolfe. The Goldbergs is written and directed by Gertrude Berg.